Welcome to Inside MTV Siesta Key. I'm Laura Finaldi.
And I am Anna Bryson.
Guys, thank you so much for listening again. We wanted to start off the show today. Anna's so excited. She's smiling at me. We wanted to start off the show today by reading a review that was sent in to us earlier. I actually don't have the date. It says actually February 8th, and today is the 12th, so 4 days ago. We do read all the reviews that we get. Some of them are amazing and we love them. Some of them are mean.
Someone said, does Anna even watch the show?
Yeah, and someone else called us Valley Girls a while ago, but whatever.
Shout out to the haters.
Shout out. So this one was interesting because it kind of offered a different perspective on what we have been talking about and what we talked about on the last episode about Alyssa and Juliet. So the review reads, I disagreed with a couple things you guys said this episode. I don't think Juliet was being conceited. If you noticed, she said he found someone hotter after she claimed he wasn't, dating anyone else because he still cared about her. I think she was pointing out, like you both said, Alex only cares about having the hottest date. Juliet knows he'll screw anything, but just wasn't flaunting a new relationship yet because he hadn't found anyone hot enough. Also, when Juliet said that Alex wasn't over their breakup, she was only repeating what he said to her. Also, Alyssa was not being mature by going up to Juliet. Juliet is allowed to be bothered by seeing her ex with someone else. She was by herself, minding her own business when they came up and started bothering her. That kiss was possessive on Alyssa's part. Also, Juliet was very transparent about her feelings, so how was she being fake? Just seemed like Alyssa was not nice, Juliet, because she's insecure about Alex's feelings for Juliet. And, oh, this is from the username, I think, is Brit1208. So, yeah, I could see that. I don't know, I don't remember the order in which certain things were said, but if she said that he found someone hotter after he was saying that he dated someone else, that, I mean, then that's fine. Like, I get that. I just don't remember the order that things happened in. But I totally see how, I guess, it could be interpreted as pushy that Alyssa went up to Juliet because you're right. Like, she was minding her own business, and then Alyssa just came up to her and started talking. So what do you think that was? Like, maybe she was trying to start something? So I could totally see that. And yeah, so I think that there are a lot of good points made there. I think that for sure Alyssa is insecure about Alex's feelings for Juliet. I think so. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious. Also, I agree with the first point this person made that Juliet saying you haven't found anyone hotter than me. I was saying she's conceited, but I think that's a fair point. She could just be commenting on Alex's priorities.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Fair point.
Totally. Thanks for the review. We really appreciate it. It gets a good conversation going. So let's move on because there's a lot that we have to talk about. We're so excited. So much hot goss this week. So, okay, do you want to start off?
Okay, so I just want to do this.
She's dancing around.
So,
she's so excited.
On Sunday, this podcast was ranked number 5 on Apple Podcasts TV and Film Chart. In Norway.
Yay!
Shout out to all of our listeners in Norway.
We had no idea we had so many listeners in Norway. But we're so excited. Thank you guys so much for, you know, boosting us up there in the rankings. Anna was trying to learn a few phrases in Norwegian.
I was not successful.
No, before we started recording, but she...
What, should I try?
Okay, go ahead, okay. Give it a try. Give A for effort.
Let me know how it sounds. Vi elsker deg Norge. Well, let me try again. Vi elsker deg Norge. Does that sound...
What does that mean?
I think it means we love you, Norway.
Aw. Well, that's sweet. Sorry if we completely butchered your language, but...
We love you guys.
Yeah, we love you guys. Thank you so much. So there's a lot of drama this week. Seems like they were filming this past week, which is exciting. Maybe it's the end of this season. Maybe it's the beginning of next season. We're not really sure because I can't find anything that says when the season's ending and how many episodes it's going to be. So
could be forever.
Yeah,
and
forever.
Ever and
forever.
Ever.
Well, it's funny because, like, remember how long the first season was?
Yes.
It was like 22 episodes.
I watched it all in a day.
Yeah. She was never the same. So we saw something on Facebook. It was sent to us by our friend Carlos that they were filming on Friday night at a place called Lolita Tartine, which is right here in Sarasota. It's in the Rosemary District. It's actually right near our yoga studio, and which Juliet has been to a couple times. She's been to the Yoga Shack a couple times. And I've never been, but I've always wanted to go. It's like this really small place. And this guy posted about it on Facebook, and he said that when they left their office a little bit ago, Juliet and one of the other stars saw, I think it's this guy's dog. He said Ruckus. I'm guessing that's his dog. So she ran over to see him, and he said she's very pretty and so sweet. We talked for a while, and we got to meet some of the other cast members. They were so nice and friendly. Maybe I can try to watch the show again. So because of that, he's willing to give the show another chance. So that's nice. And then do you want to talk about what happened with Chloe and Alex?
So big Instagram drama. Chloe posted a story Friday night, which is when they were out, and said, at Alex, we are filming the end of the season. You should show up and do your job. Waiting for the cameras to leave to deal with all of this and confront the people you want to confront is not what we signed up for. Doing the show means sharing your life with the people that watch this show. Stop being a coward and show up and do your job. Also, it's your friend Madison's birthday, so you also can show up for your friend.
Did she directly, like, at him, or did she just say at Alex?
Yeah, it wasn't a direct at. It was just at Alex.
Do you think he blocked her or something?
I guess we can check.
Yeah, but...
Well, I doubt it.
It just seems... Well, obviously, she just did it to get the, you know, people riled up. It's good
PR. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. No. Like, would you not just call him?
I don't know. Maybe I'm sure she tried calling him, and maybe she had no choice but to resort to Instagram. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting. It's always good to see stuff like that. So we also have some other interesting stuff. Yesterday, it looks like Julia, Amanda, and Chloe were all in Disney World. Very exciting. I highly doubt Disney would allow them to film at Disney World. I think Disney is very, when it comes to their image, they are very careful, but they were there, and it looks like Juliet has a new man.
Sam Logan, according to Instagram.
He posted a picture of the two of them kissing right outside Cinderella Castle, and she posted the same picture. So it looks pretty official.
And he looks, from his Instagram, just looks like a regular Sarasota guy.
Yeah.
UCF grad, Sarasota.
So he's not like an LA-based influencer?
No.
Okay. Well, good for her. She said a couple things about talking to some guy on Twitter and Instagram the past couple weeks, so now we know who it is. And you said that when you looked back, it kind of looked like they'd been hanging out for a while, right?
Yeah, there's photos of them from last year. Wait, let me see the...
You mean like 2019?
December 2019, they're together. Yeah.
Cute. So I think that's it. The only thing that's like really not worth the tea is I saw Polly Paul posted on Instagram that he's on Cameo. You know Cameo? It's this, I think it's an app where you can pay famous people to give a shout out to your friends. Not worth the tea, but just if you guys are looking for a special Valentine's Day message for a special someone, then know that Polly Paul is always there for you.
Laura, that's what I want.
I was going to say, maybe I should get you that for Valentine's Day. I wonder how much it would cost. I wonder if I have to go through.
Please don't.
Are you sure you don't want it?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So, okay, time to move on to the episode. There's one thing right off the bat. Where was Madison? She was not in the episode. Was she? Did you see her at all?
Oh, yeah. I guess she wasn't.
I didn't notice that.
She was in the preview for next week, though.
Yes, she was. We'll get to that later. Yeah. But she wasn't in the episode. So, I have to say, I enjoyed this episode.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot.
I did. Better than last week.
Honestly, I hate to say this because I know there's a lot of Chloe haters out there, but I kind of think it benefited from not having a lot of Chloe in it. I don't know, to stir up things that aren't really there, because the Alex and Juliet thing, as annoying as he is and annoying as they are together, obviously they have a very strong connection, so that's real. It feels more real to me.
Yeah, it felt like real drama as opposed to the normal Chloe created drama.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting, some of the drama that actually happened. So we start off with Juliet narrating, saying that she didn't have a great time in Greece with Robbie. She's not really sure about him. And it probably didn't help that she let Alex back into her life. Kelsey and Jake are kind of figuring something out. Brandon can't get Amanda to commit to him. And Robbie got between her and her girls. And she's kind of feeling like it's time to break up with Robbie. That's the way she makes it sound at the beginning. So it's the day after Amanda's party, and we have two separate scenes. The first one is Alex and Alyssa at Alex's parents' house. And the second one is Kelsey and two of her friends hanging out by the pool. And I know one of them was Kelly, right? One of the girls that Kelsey was hanging out with by the pool. I didn't write the names down.
No, I didn't either.
But it seems like Kelly's kind of becoming more of a character on the show, so I should probably write these people's names down. But I'm just like, oh, two blonde girls. Okay. So
what's new?
Yeah. So Alyssa was like, oh, it's good seeing everybody last night. And Kelsey tells her friends that Alex called Jake a sociopath. Like, and Alyssa, they're talking about the fight between Alex and Jake, which, how did you feel about that confrontation? Because to me, it feels like pretty insignificant. I don't really know why that's being built up to be such a thing.
It was, I don't know. I think it was pretty dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's kind of irrelevant, though.
Yeah. It definitely was dramatic. But, like, again, it's not like they're fighting over the same girl.
Yeah, and it was, again, Chloe created drama. That wouldn't have happened if she didn't go up to Alex and say, oh, did you hear what he said about you?
Yeah, exactly. She's just trying to get things started. It would make more sense if Robbie and Alex had a fight, like, on camera. But I have a feeling, because you haven't seen them on camera together. So I wonder if Alex refuses to film with Robbie.
Oh, maybe.
That's a theory. So, yeah. So Alyssa's like, why does he even bother you? Fair enough. Juliet arrives to hang out with her friends. And they say she doesn't even look hungover, which she doesn't. Good for her. And Alex is kind of reassuring Alyssa, saying there's a, you know, a lot of bad blood between him and Juliet. They had a toxic relationship. And Alyssa's saying she's not worried.
And my favorite part of that, Alex said she's a ticking time bomb and that she gets violent when she's drunk. Which, I mean, how many times has she been a violent drunk?
A couple times. I can't remember any times before she beat Chloe up. But it looks like in the preview she's going to get violent again. Do you see her shoving Alyssa in the preview?
What? This week's?
No, yeah, at the end of the episode.
I missed that.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like there's going to be some shoving going on.
Ooh.
So, and then we kind of get Juliet confirming to her friends that she doesn't want to date Robbie anymore. So, what do you think about that?
I liked how she said, instead of saying she was going to break up with him, she was saying, I just want to not date him anymore.
Yeah. I feel like this whole episode, Juliet was trying to relitigate the relationship and make it sound like it wasn't as big of a deal as it actually was at times. But we'll get into that more as it goes on. So then we get to Brandon's dad's house, and I'm wondering, does he live with his parents? He probably does. But then Jared and Garrett showed up, and I think they had Domino's pizza with them.
Was it Domino's?
Yeah, it looked like, I mean, I'd know that box anywhere. We ordered Domino's a decent amount just because it's cheaper and easier.
Next to our house.
Yeah. Oh, wait. That's true. It is close by, too.
And I just want to say, Garrett's hair looked weird.
Oh,
did
I didn't
notice that?
No.
It was like a weird sort of like gel comb back.
Really?
It's not a look.
Huh. Maybe
Sorry,
this is like his breakup look.
Love Garrett, but oof.
He's like, let me try a new hairstyle. I'm single.
New me.
And as this conversation goes around, like, I start to realize all three of these guys are kind of in the same situation romantically.
Sad.
Yeah. Well, not so much Garrett, but definitely Jared and Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
Both being led on by girls that aren't really into them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least Garrett, like, Kara leaving town kind of gets Garrett.
Oh, so she's literally gone.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
She left because of that whole boat situation?
I guess. I'm fine with it. I don't care. She was being so whiny the whole season.
I was not a fan.
Yeah. So I just feel bad for Jared. Because it's so weird. Did we even see anything happen between him and Kelsey besides like that little kiss on that date when they went dirt biking?
No, I don't think so.
So why does he think they're...
Well, they were cuddling up on the boat.
So what? I don't know. I don't really get the sense that anything... I mean, maybe we just didn't see it, but I don't know why he thinks it's a thing.
Did they sleep together?
I don't think so. Hmm. I mean...
Well, I guess they never show that.
No, but they would imply it.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think so. So Garrett knows because he dated Kelsey and he's like, don't let her leave you hanging. And then it cuts to Kelsey and Jake going paddleboarding together, stand up paddleboarding, which was pretty cute.
I like them together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of Jake? Because now he's like kind of more a player on the show.
I do. I like what we've seen from him so far. He mm-hmm. hasn't done anything that makes me mad. I guess he's not like a dumb bro,
mm-hmm.
like most of the rest of them.
Yeah. He's better.
He's kind of charming.
Yeah, I think so. He seems like a really nice guy, actually. He's better looking, I think. I look at his Instagram and he looks really good. So it's funny. Like, I was like, oh, he's actually like ripped. You can't really tell on the show.
Mm.
But so he says that his favorite thing about Siesta Key is that Kelsey's there. It's cute.
It is.
Yeah, they have a legitimate connection. They're super cute. They kiss. And he basically asks her about Jared, and she's like, no, it's not really a thing. So, and then, okay, so that's that for now. And then Juliet meets Courtney for lunch at Leela. Have you been to Leela yet?
No.
Yeah. You tried to go once, but it was too expensive, right, for lunch or something?
Yes, I went in, sat down at a table, looked at the menu, and then got up and left.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive. But it's actually a really, really good restaurant. It's downtown. They have vegetarian and vegan food and stuff. It's delicious. So she goes to Leela with Courtney, and it looks like she's going to get a second chance. She asks Courtney, she tells her that she realizes going to Greece was a mistake, and she said it was one of those situations I didn't know how to properly handle. And Courtney says, you leaving put a strain on me and Kelly. I needed you and you left. I can't have an employee spring on me that they're going to Greece for 10 days. She appreciates the apology, but she has to do what's best for the business. And at that point, there's still a ton that still needs to happen. And Juliet can help with that, is what she says. She says, basically, you're on probation until I feel comfortable. She says, you're right out of school. You need to prove to me that you can stick around. So she gets a second chance.
From the way that conversation started, it seemed like she was about to be fired, but then she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, come on. She completely screwed them over. And she still has a job.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of amazing. But I honestly feel like Juliet just really didn't want to upset Robbie. And that's kind of why she went to Greece. Because Robbie was not being very understanding. And
he kind of manipulated her into it.
Yeah. And I get it. Like, she's trying to please him. And then at that point in your life, it can seem like the be-all, end-all of everything if you don't just do what your boyfriend says. So I'm kind of glad she got another chance. I'm happy for her. I think she deserves to, I don't know, work her way back up. So I don't know if she actually works there now, but I have seen the store. So.
Oh, and I was going to ask you, the person who you saw working there, was that Kelly?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think I would have recognized her because she has like a distinctive, like her eyes are distinctive to me. Like they're kind of like she looks awake all the time, which is a good look because I look exhausted all the time.
Just today.
Yeah. Okay. Crescent Club. Alex and Chloe at Crescent Club. And they're adding turf grass and umbrellas. And she says it looks really good. Have you driven by it since they changed
No,
it?
We were supposed to go this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We didn't.
We can go this weekend.
I can't. I'll be in New Hampshire.
Aww. Do you want to go tonight? Well, we can talk about this later.
I don't know about tonight, but we'll see. Yeah. So they're talking about Jake and the messiness and how Alex can't believe how well-behaved Juliet was. Which is interesting.
Yeah, Chloe. Okay, so Chloe and Juliet just had their whole forgiveness thing last episode. And then Chloe's kind of talking trash about her. A little bit. Saying she can suck you back in. Chloe kind of two-faced.
Yeah, she seems to be on Alyssa's side or Alex's side or no one's side.
She's always on Alex's side.
True.
Well, not always, but I think overall, I think she's pro-Alex.
Yeah, I think you're right. I wonder why.
She's secretly in love with him.
I mean, that's what they say on the show. But I don't know. I think it's just like he's in a position, like he's the nucleus, right? Mm-hmm. No matter what. Juliet can be the nucleus, but really it's Alex. The show, the fame, Chloe's future revolves around Alex, you know, and his family.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I think that's why.
His family's money.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Juliet's your kryptonite, she says to him.
Mm.
I mean, I just think that Chloe should just stay out of it.
Always inserting herself. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, then we get Juliet and Robbie meeting up on the beach. What a scene. Did you like how he brought red wine and it was cloudy out?
Red wine at the beach?
They're always drinking, no matter what, even if they're, like, sitting at the beach.
Yeah. Hey, that's illegal in Sarasota County, by the way, guys.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Retroactive citizen's arrest.
Let's go get him, Anna. But didn't, like, they filmed Juliet drinking before she was even 21 on this show.
Yeah, I guess they really don't give a shit about that.
Nope. So, what do you think about the breakup scene? Give me your thoughts.
I think Robbie seemed like he handled it well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, he was mad. Of course he's mad. But he didn't seem, like, sad. Like, if they were really in love, well, if he was really in love with her, don't you think he would have showed some sort of sadness or regret or, I don't know, give us some tears?
He seemed a little sadder than I thought he would be, and I
really?
Think to me, and I think, because I think Robbie's such a robot, but I think that he really doesn't want to lose Juliet because of everything she represents in his life. Like, if he can have the beautiful girl from Siesta Key, you know, who has all these Instagram followers, then he's someone, you know? And I was kind of hoping, oh, good, bye, Robbie. But I don't think he's going anywhere on the show.
Ugh.
I think he's still going to be on the show. And I did appreciate how direct he was. He said, hey, just tell me if it's because of Alex. Like, I'm an adult. Just tell me. You should always tell the truth. And I wrote down, he's like, just be honest with me. And I'm like, he would know about the truth and seeing things because you know he's seen a ton of dead bodies. And so she broke up with him. I think she did the right thing.
Oh,
even
yeah,
though it was
definitely
tough. So then we hear her truly honest take on the breakup when she's eating with Kelly and Kelsey later at this seafood restaurant.
What, do you know where that was?
Yes, I actually had to deploy some investigative resources to figure out where it was.
Carlos?
Yes. Calling me out. Yes, it was Carlos. Carlos, I showed him the clips of it, and I tried to pause it, and then he found it. It's called The Boatyard. It's a seafood restaurant it's actually right on the bridge, on the mainland, actually, on the Stickney Point entrance to Siesta Key. So
okay.
The south entrance to Siesta Key. It's on the mainland facing the key. So it looked really nice. It looked like, it reminded me of some place on St. Pete Beach, but I guess I was wrong. But it's kind of nice because I kind of want to go there. It looks pretty nice.
We should go there tonight.
Yeah.
I keep
so many plans. So many.
Tonight.
Actually, it's not that far from Crescent Club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We could do both.
We could get dinner
Laura,
there and then
drink.
Oh, Anna, I'm tired. I don't know.
I tuckered her out yesterday.
What about Linus? He's going to be mad.
He can come.
No, he can't. He can't come.
Okay.
Nah, we'll see. We'll play it by ear. And you know how I always say there's always a big party in every episode? This week, it's everyone's going to White Buffalo. White Buffalo Saloon.
Was there an occasion?
No, just for fun.
Okay.
Last week was Amanda's birthday. Now it's just, we're all going to White Buffalo this week.
Okay, have you been to White Buffalo?
No.
I am still refusing to go.
Wait, you're refusing to go?
White Buffalo? Why would I want to go there?
We almost went there like 2 weeks ago, remember?
I know, but we didn't because we didn't want to go to a country bar.
Yeah, but it was also too far.
And so Laura was wearing her cowgirl boots.
Well, I was ready.
Then we changed our minds.
I was ready. Oh, to tell them what else I was wearing.
A Canadian tuxedo.
That was unintentional.
A denim skirt with a denim jacket.
It was unintentional. And then
our
realized.
Icon.
Yep. I was like, oh my God, I'm wearing a Canadian tuxedo. And then she started filming me. And I started singing Robin Sparkles. You guys know if you've seen How I Met Your Mother. But yeah, I kind of wanted to go, but it's a little far from where we live, where we were at the time. So we ended up getting queso instead because we're predictable as hell. So I guess that's when she tells Kelly and Kelsey how she really feels about the breakup. And this is intercut with shots with Robbie and Jake and their friend Joe, the guy who wears the scarf on his head, at Motorworks in Bradenton. Have you been there?
Yes.
Okay, I've never been there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. If you like beer.
Is it more than... Because do they have shots there? Because were they taking shots?
I thought it was just a brewery.
I don't know. I've seen them there before, and I think they might have, like, regular drinks, too. But, so he's drinking, and his Chiron has changed from Juliet's boyfriend to Juliet's ex-boyfriend.
I know, that made me laugh.
He said the first two and a half months of their relationship were golden. Apparently, she told him that she loved him, like, 10 times a day. And apparently, she was the first one to say, I love you. And which they didn't show on the show, but...
But then it cuts back to Juliet explaining that. And she said that they were laying in bed or something. And she just said, like, love ya. And he said, oh, something like, do you really?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She made it seem like she didn't mean to say it, and then he just started saying it, so she, like, said it back, and she's like, well, what are you supposed to say when somebody says I love you?
Yeah, and then she is like, well, when I said it, I didn't mean, like, I loved him. I meant, like, I love you, like, as a person. And Kelsey's like, you shouldn't say that straight up. And you know what? This honestly made me think of Me and You. Like, you'll be like, oh, it's fine, it's cool, it's no big deal. And I'll be like, no.
It did make me think of us because Juliet was like,
Yeah. Like, you just, you're like, get stressed out and you're like, no, it's cool. And I'm like, no, this is what you have to do. And you just go, oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, she had some Anna energy there.
Yeah.
Isn't she a Cancer?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Kelsey's in Aries, which is my Mercury sign, so I guess, I don't know. But, so, and I guess Juliet seems like she's really, really mad that Robbie threw Amanda's phone in the Gulf, which obviously she should be.
Okay, but the thing is, she's mad now. Where was her madness before?
I know.
Why? She's acting mad about this. If it was really that wrong to her, she would have said something when it happened. She would have told Amanda.
It's because she's turned on Robbie. Like, she
definitely turned on
him. She wasn't mad at him before because he was the one hugging her while she was crying. Mm-hmm. But now that she's over him, she doesn't care.
Do you think that her friends' opinions of Robbie influenced her breaking up with him?
A little, I'm sure. But I think like it's like she says later, she's like, I thought I was falling in love with him, and then one day I wasn't. You know, I think she just kind of was over. I think it was Greece. I think it was seeing Alex, and that's why she was like, I don't want to date Robbie anymore.
Yeah, seeing Alex, I think, played a big role in that.
Yeah, which she kind of admits, and Robbie knows, and Jake calls it Stockholm Syndrome at one point, and she sort of admits that she still has feelings for Alex.
Well, she said at this point, she said she doesn't know. She said, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that's that for now. Well, there's more on that later, but then we get this scene with Amanda and Robbie where he apologizes to her and he says, girls can do crazy things to boys who are falling for them. He says he acted out of line. And she's rightfully angry. I don't know why she would want to be his friend at this point. Like, I don't think they were ever friends to begin with.
She was not having it.
Yeah. And he's like, I have something for you. And it's a waterproof phone case.
Oh, my God. That part killed me.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Yeah, he should be buying her a new phone.
Like, oh, in case I throw your phone in the ocean again?
No, like, you bought Juliet and Kelsey a 65-inch TV. Get her a new phone. Ugh. You threw it away.
Yeah, use that Instagram grease money.
Yeah, right?
Oh, and the coffee shop they were at was on Siesta Key.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Is that the that's the place that Jimmy wrote about recently? That
he did?
I think closed and they're going to reopen or something. I don't know for sure, but don't quote me on that, but I remember he wrote about it recently. And so, and Amanda's really like, rub, like, you know, turning the knife around and saying, do you think that you magically fell in love in 2 months and she forgot about Alex? Which I think Robbie already knows. Okay, so finally we get to White Buffalo. Jared, Garrett, JJ, Amanda, Brandon all walk in. JJ, like, he both at the same time has an extremely punchable face, but also like an extremely attractive smile. Like, I think he's really hot.
What?
There's something about him that I find very attractive. Like, I think it's like his bone structure. He's like got a nice face shape and like a nice smile, but at the same time, like, he's got this like vacant expression in his eyes that makes me just want to go ugh. But so it's complicated. I have complicated feelings. Alex and Alyssa walk in. Juliet shows up in a cowboy hat. Kelsey's cute. Also there. They take shots to all them being single, Kelly included. Alyssa says, keep it chill. We're going to have a good night. And then Jake goes up and talks to Alex for some reason. What are your thoughts?
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
There wasn't as much drama as I expected from that sort of confrontation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a decent conversation. Like, for Alex to even say, hey, like, you can hang around us, that's fine. That's just basically him saying, yeah, it's fine, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So
mature.
Yeah, mature. And it made me remember that this White Buffalo, I think, is where Kelsey and Jared originally, like, had, like, made out last season. Mm-hmm. They kissed. So it's kind of funny how everything's crumbling in front of Jared's eyes at the same place. So then we get a cute little moment of Garrett and Kelly talking. She seems like a nice girl, like a normal girl. Why, you don't think so?
I'm not sure yet. I am reserving judgment for now.
Okay. Yeah. I guess we don't know enough about her.
Yeah.
But when you're surrounded by big personalities like Juliet, and maybe we just haven't seen her personality yet. I was just saying she seems like the calmer one. But then again, she hasn't gotten a lot of screen time, so.
Yeah, I hope we get to see more of her.
Yeah. But I think Garrett should also take it easy for now. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. He just got out of that really tumultuous thing with Kara. Yeah. So, just be careful.
He seems sensitive.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he's a Cancer, too.
Aw.
Mm-hmm. So, JJ's smiling again. Ugh. I write it down every time. It's just hard for me to not notice. Amanda tells Juliet about her conversation with Robbie. She said that he tries to seem nice. And Juliet, I think, says that Robbie smothered her and that it was a rebound. And she thought she really liked him. And then one day she didn't. It happens sometimes, right?
It does, yeah.
I could totally see how he smothered her. Because, I mean, I don't know how they met or how they're related, but it seems like they were boyfriend and girlfriend pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like doing all this stuff for her and like going to Greece. And I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah.
So, and she says it's a little awkward with Alyssa there, but she doesn't love it. But Alex is allowed to move on. And then you see Alex and Alyssa just making out, like going at it on the couch.
And I thought it was really funny that when they show Juliet looking at them, there's sad music playing in the background.
Yeah, the music cues are really, really great in this show. So, and then we have this, oh my God, this kind of made me mad, the Jared and Jake confrontation.
Jared's bothering me.
Yeah.
He's annoying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why. I just don't like his face.
Yeah.
Like his face. Well, that's mean. Okay, I take it back. I think his face looks old.
Yeah.
His face looks like he's like 30.
He might be. He's Maybe. Seen some stuff.
And I'm not saying I don't like him because he looks old. I'm just saying I don't like him and he looks old.
Yeah.
unrelated. Yeah. I feel like I'm being mean to him.
It's okay.
But he hasn't done anything bad.
No, but
I just don't, his personality is not interesting.
Well, what annoyed me a lot about this was how he went up to Jake to ask about Kelsey.
Yeah, what, go up to her and ask her.
Exactly. And that's kind of what Jake says. He says, Kelsey's an adult. She can make it, like, that's what he starts saying before Kelsey walks over. I'm like, why are you talking to him? She's not his property. Like, she's a person. She can make her own decisions. Like, talk to her about it. It's not his fault that he likes a girl and she happens to like him, too.
Yeah, and I thought it was funny. He was so confident going into this, and then he finds out that, I guess she doesn't like him that much.
No.
He said, okay, and so then Jared and Kelsey start talking. Wait.
Yeah.
Kelsey start talking.
Yeah.
And what was I going to say? Oh. And he said something like, you get to have two guys.
Yeah.
Say that?
Yeah, something like that.
Kind of messed up.
Yeah.
And she's single. She can have as many guys as she wants.
And, you know, she even said that to him. She said, right off the bat, I told you, I just got out of a relationship. I don't want anything, so I don't know why we're doing this. And then she's like, I also don't want a relationship, and this is exactly why, these conversations. So I'm glad that she let him go, because mm-hmm. I don't want to see any more Kelsey and Jared stuff. It's just so annoying. So then, and he kind of storms off, like, okay, grow up. And then this is like, really, we don't get a lot of Brandon this episode. Yeah.
It was so sad. He's looking for Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
And then she's walking out with JJ. They're holding hands and they start making out. I can't believe she ditched Brandon like that. I can't believe it.
I feel bad for him.
I feel bad for him too.
And she's doing, I mean, she already said, I don't want to be exclusive, which she's done to him before in the past. And now she's doing this. I just feel bad for him. He should not go back to her anymore, because she doesn't treat him the way that he wants to be treated.
No.
Like, he's always looking for something more than she's willing to give him.
Yeah, and I think he knows that on some level. I don't know why he keeps pursuing it anyway, but this is, it's unfortunate, because I think they came into the bar holding hands, and now she's leaving with JJ, which stinks for him.
Baby.
Yeah, but there's a lot of that. Like, so you see Amanda and JJ making out, you see Kelsey and Jake making out, and you see Juliet sitting by herself, which is never good. Alex comes over to her, and it's kind of, I actually think it's like kind of a cute conversation. Like, I think they do kind of get each other in a, as messed up as their relationship is, they definitely really understand each other, and she doesn't want him to walk away.
I think she was totally giving him sex eyes the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the look on her
bedroom
face?
Bedroom eyes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And so it kind of escalates, and she tells him she loves him, and she always will.
Okay, I have to admit something.
Okay, what?
I cried when I saw that part.
Really?
The show's never made me cry before. You know, maybe I'm just emotional, but did you not get emotional from that?
No, I didn't. I just was like, okay, whatever.
And then I got mad at myself. I'm like, you're crying about Siesta Key, really, Anna? Come on, get it together.
Oh, that's good. You're engaging with the content. But I just don't, I just get annoyed. I know, I'm just so.
What are you annoyed at?
I'm just like
okay, I know
don't
it's
know.
Toxic, but just the feelings are there.
You're right.
The feelings are so real, but it is on paper. Very toxic.
I'm being too on paper. I should think about it more from an emotional point of view. It is kind of a beautiful story, and he gives her a hug, and
he wipes her tear away.
Yeah. And then when she's on her way home, he texts her like a song that makes him think of her. It's called Beautiful Crazy by Luke Combs. And it is really sweet. It's really sweet.
But he sent that to her, if I'm not mistaken, while he was at the bar with Alyssa.
Yeah, which is messed up. Yeah, it's messed up.
Honestly, I thought that they would have gone home together from the beginning of that conversation.
Yeah.
I think it seems like she wanted to. She totally would have gone home with him.
Yeah, I think so.
If that conversation ended differently. I think the end was sad because she says she loves him, she'll always love him, and then he's like, get home safe.
Yeah. So he really set the boundary there.
Yeah.
Which Alex does
Good
not
for
do.
Him.
Yeah.
Good for
he
him.
Really did. I think he did. Because he was saying earlier in the episode how, you know, Alyssa does make him happy. And it seems like that's the relationship he's chosen right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to, like, I mean, obviously we know she eventually gets pregnant, but I don't know if there's any blips along the way, if he cheats on her with Juliet or anything like that. So we'll stay tuned. I don't know. It is kind of one of those relationships, Alex and Juliet, that obviously they meant something very special to each other. And we've all had relationships like that. And they can be toxic at times and really, really devastating when they don't work out. And you're just like, how is it that someone can be out there who you feel this way about, but you know you shouldn't be with them? And it's just really sad. So, and it just seems like for now that door is closed. So they've both moved on. And okay, so is there anything else you want to add about the end of the episode before we move on to the preview?
No, I am ready.
You can go ahead. Let's gear up the preview,
okay.
Anna.
Okay. So in the preview, Madison, she's talking to Ish on FaceTime and she's saying, is she crying?
Yes.
And she's saying, so I just took a pregnancy test.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused though. Because, I mean, she wouldn't be crying if she wasn't pregnant, you know? Well, unless by some weird chance they wanted to have a kid. But I really don't think that's the situation.
Yeah.
So anyway, seems like Madison is pregnant. But
yeah,
she, right now, just went through her Instagram and she is extremely not pregnant. So I wonder what happens.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she just had a positive pregnancy test and it was a false positive. I feel like that, does that happen?
Does it?
I'm sure it does. If she did an at-home pregnancy test, and then maybe she went to her doctor, and her doctor was like, you're not actually pregnant.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
But I think if they actually go into that and she is pregnant, that will be very interesting, because of the way the show is, it's usually just shallow drama. But this would be, like, meaningful drama.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's just, like, a very real life, like, life-changing situation, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at least she's in a good relationship. I mean, it stinks
that...
Seems
like he supports her decisions.
Yeah, and he loves her. They're in love, obviously. But he does travel a lot for work. But, yeah, I don't know. But we do know that Alyssa eventually gets pregnant. That's not a secret. So there's that. Yeah, that's pretty interesting, and it looks like next week there's a fight between Alyssa and Juliet, and Alex gets thrown into the pool, which I fully support. So anything else we want to say about looking forward to next week?
I'm looking forward to having Madison back.
Me too.
Missed her.
Me too. Yeah, this is a good episode, so hopefully they'll keep up the trend, and next week will be good too. So thanks for listening, guys. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at Laura E. Finaldi. Did you change your Instagram yet?
Not yet, no.
Not yet. Okay, she's on Twitter.
And follow me on Twitter, Anna Maria Bryson. I'm tweeting in Norwegian today.
Yeah, just for fun. and yeah, guys, rate, review our podcast.
Subscribe.
We'll read some of your reviews on air. Thanks so much, guys. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.